All right. Welcome to Express Yourself. The time is 1 minute after 4 p.m. You are listening to KD&K, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. And the KD&K staff once again taking over Express Yourself for Amy and Brian while they're out of town doing fun holiday stuff. And yeah, we've got a busy day in the studio today. We've got some people from Carbondale Arts coming by later. We've got some folks from Spring Gulch as well. But right now, joining me in the studio from Thunder River Theater Company, we've got Artistic Director Missy Moore and Marketing Director Emily Henley. How are you ladies doing today?
Hi, we're doing great. Thanks for having us.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming by. I was sad I missed you guys at Pepino's just a little bit ago. I heard it was delicious, but thankfully that is a staple of this town that's been around since the 80s. And luckily we all get to enjoy that plenty. And speaking of the 80s... y'all got something going on next Saturday, the 28th, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. We're deciding to kind of slide into 2025 by hearkening back to the 1980s. And we are offering a dance party specifically surrounding iconic 1980s movies. And it will take place at the theater at Thunder River Theater Company between 7:30 p.m. and midnight.
Yeah, we're really excited to do a different kind of programming than what you usually expect from us. This is a family-friendly event. We want people of all ages to come on out, bust a move, do the electric slide, some moonwalk, and just have a lot of fun. There's so much amazing things going on, but we just want to kick off the new year with a big old dance party, the way they used to do it, 80s style.
That tune, of course, made famous in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, one of my favorite 80s movies. What are some 80s movies that y'all like that you're going to represent?
Well, I mean, I think kind of the most iconic is probably Breakfast Club. I'm a big fan of Goonies and The Princess Bride.
Dirty Dancing. Ferris Bueller's also one of my favorites. The Gremlins. Come on.
Labyrinth. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
And on and on and on. And on.
And one of the things that we really wanted to lean into again is like the iconic movie momentum. And we are going to be having a costume contest.
A costume contest?
Yeah. And we're going to have some giveaways with that.
How can people participate in the costume contest, Missy?
By showing up as your favorite iconic 1980s movie character.
What? But what if I have someone else I want to dress up with?
Well, we do encourage teams like The Breakfast Club or Ferris Bueller's Day Off or The Goonies. But the cool thing is we are going to have a costume contest with three different tiers. And there will be some giveaways, some prizes that happen with that. And our three tiers with that is the Gnarly Gear, the Bodacious Babes, and the Totally Tubular Teen.
Radical.
You're a bodacious babe.
I know.
Not to mention, we're also going to have a really cool 360 video op and photo op with iconic 80s movie-inspired backdrops, which you'll be able to have as a keepsake forever.
Oh, those are always fun. Yeah, I'm still thinking about what costume I'm going to show up in, but do you guys are you trying to keep it a secret? Do you want to give it away what you're coming as?
I'm willing to give it away to inspire some people.
I think it's pretty fun. Well, Missy and I were having a lot of fun reminiscing back to all of the amazing characters we could potentially dress up as, and one that really seemed to come to mind was...
Bender from The Breakfast Club.
And Claire from The Breakfast Club.
So we are still looking for someone to show up possibly as Ally Sheedy, Brian Johnson, Emilio Estevez. Tracy, what do you think?
Ooh, well, I know I'm going to keep mine a secret, but I know my wife would definitely show up as the Goblin King from the Labyrinth. So shout out Veronica if you're listening. That was her favorite one. But yeah, The Breakfast Club, that's a classic movie right there. And we're just going to have to drop into the vibes of The Breakfast Club, and we'll be back in just a minute. If there's any song that is more quintessentially 1980s than Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds, I dare you to call 963-2976 and tell me what it is. We've got Missy Moore and Emily Henley from Thunder River Theater in the studio today. We're talking about the 80s movie Dance Party taking place next Saturday, December 28th, going from 7:30 p.m. until midnight. Ish. What else do the listeners need to know about this fun family-friendly event?
Yeah, as Emily mentioned before, this is a family-friendly event, and thank you for the recall on that one, Tracy. We are going to be doing a champagne toast at midnight, but we also have some NA sparkling cider for those who don't imbibe in libations. And we're also going to be offering kind of iconic 1980s snacks, especially for the kiddos. So think Pop Rocks, you know, your lunch bag size of chips, some Lunchables, Capri Suns. What's that you say?
All those kinds of good, fun things. And we really ask all of our patrons, come and join the world with us. We're going to have the whole space really set as an homage to the 80s and those classic movies that I think we can all say they just don't make anymore. So come join the world, eat the snacks, dance the moves, and be sure you're dusting out your best 80s moves, because oh boy, with a costume contest, who knows? There could be a dance off too. that's up to you guys.
I'm down. I'll be down to actually replicate the Breakfast Club dance sequence. And I always feel like almost every 1980s movies has some sort of iconic dance sequence.
They have to. It's the quintessential 80s. You got Footloose. You got Dirty Dancing. You've got Back to the Future. Come dance it out 80s style with us at TRTC.
And even if there's not a dance scene, there is an epic montage. Every 80s movie has, the Karate Kid is the one that immediately comes to mind as one of the best montages out there. So maybe some montage reenactment might be a fun thing to do as well for those of us like me who have absolutely no dancing skills.
And if you follow us on social media, you may or may not see some other fun movie reenactment clips going on behind the scenes as well. Give us a follow on social to see some sneak footage of Missy and I maybe being some other characters from iconic 80s movies.
And if you guys are interested, tickets can be purchased the night of if it's like game time decision for you. If not, you can always call our box office at 970-963-8200. Or you can purchase your tickets online at thunderrivertheater.com. Again, children are $15. Adults are $30. And if you want to come as a family for four tickets for your family, it is $80. So it is a super fun totally tubular time.
All right. Well, so once again, next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, the 28th, going on from 7:30 to midnight, Thunder River Theater's putting on an 80s movie dance party, costume contest, just a great fun time. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about the party? Do you guys want to talk about 2025 at all?
Yeah, we've got some really exciting new programming coming up in January 2025. First one we want to shout out is our new series with El Dorado in Carbondale, Pink to Black. It is an immersive music experience that will be at Thunder River Theater. A lot more information on that to come, but keep a lookout for Pink to Black.
And then we're going to be rolling out brand new programming called Thunder Chat, a keynote speaker series. And our inaugural speaker is going to be the world famous choreographer, Mandy Moore, who is going to come and talk about her iconic career as a choreographer in film, television, stage, and beyond. Tickets for that will go live Monday, I believe.
Monday the 23rd. Keep your eye out.
I'm going to assume no relation there, Missy.
Mandy, I don't know.
All right. I'm really excited to hear about some music events that y'all have coming up next year. That Rattlesnake Milk show for the Five Point Film Festival was a ton of fun. I actually got to broadcast that live on my own radio show. And that's just, I really like that band. So really, really happy to see that you guys are just doing lots of great stuff. Love when local organizations collaborate. We're a big fan of the El Dorado folks over here as well. Missy, Emily, anything else you want to say before we throw one more classic 80s jam on the airwaves?
We hope everyone has a fantastic holiday season, and we hope that you come out and kick off 2025 with us 80s style.
All right. You heard it here. Next Saturday, 80s movies party at Thunder River Theater.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Cheer. Huey Lewis in the News. If you didn't get enough 80s music, then don't miss the Thunder River Theater's 80s Dance Party next Saturday, 7:30 to midnight. Thanks to Missy and her guest. Up next, DJ Mama Megan sitting in with you for the next few minutes. We're going to chat with Rachel from the Spring Gulch, Mount Soberus Nordic Council. Messing up my words here. Rachel, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Megan?
I'm good. So we're bringing you on because tomorrow there's a little festivity. The shortest day of the year is happening tomorrow, solstice. And there's a little celebration happening up at Spring Gulch. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So we have a bonfire going from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Marion Lot tomorrow night. So we are hoping people will either go for a ski and then hang out for a while and enjoy some hot cocoa, thanks to Dos Gringos, and s'mores, courtesy of the Revel Bike crew.
Nice.
And we have some other goodies. And, yeah, it'll just be – it's the shortest day of the year. It's the start official start of winter, which, as Nordic skiers, is our favorite season. And hopefully it's the end of a dry spell and we have some snow back in the forecast next week so we can celebrate the first month of skiing that we've gotten to enjoy at Spring Gulch and look forward to hopefully some fresh snow and fewer bare patches in the coming weeks.
Yeah, I have to say, so a secret or maybe not secret, when I first moved to Carbondale, I worked at CRMS in the garden and then I actually groomed trails at Spring Gulch. And I used to keep track of like when we opened and when we closed. And I think I actually don't know which season it was. I actually groomed trails up there for 7 years. And so the earliest that I remember is December 6th as the opening day. And the latest I remember is like April 6th. And this year, opening day was
Thanksgiving. So I believe that was the 28th of November. And I have not fact checked this, but I think it may be the earliest we've ever been open. So that was, it's pretty incredible to have skiing in November at all at mm-hmm. Spring Gulch. And it was midwinter conditions. So really exciting. And then we've held up remarkably well considering we haven't really gotten much snow since Thanksgiving. But again, thanks to the solstice and our proximity to it and how short the days are and how cold the nights are and low the sun angles are. If people haven't gone up and checked it out, everyone I hear that goes up there tells me it exceeds expectations.
Nice.
There is more snow and better skiing conditions on the whole, than you would think from looking out your front door in town.
Yeah, especially today. It got warm in Carbondale. I was doing some holiday shopping, and it felt very spring-like to me. But have you been up to the trails recently?
I got to ski yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And, thanks to that nice, firm trail base and some warmer days, I skated yesterday, and it was pretty lovely. It was fast conditions, nice and smooth. And, I think whenever you can get out on Finlandia and ski the out and back and just take in those views, it's a good day, even if there's a few dirt patches or grass poking through and things like that along the way. So,
yeah, it's still a magical place. However you can get up there, whether you're classic skiing or skate skiing. And Spring Gulch, just like KD&K, as membership driven. You know, we KD&K relies on membership for about 30% of our annual budget. What membership makes up Spring Gulch?
So Spring Gulch is about 50% of just our membership, and really it's about 70% from our community. So we have 50% from just our regular membership, maybe even more like 75%. We have Colorado Gives Day. Thank you to everyone who gave on Colorado Gives Day. We exceeded our goal, which was so exciting. And then Ski for Sisu is our annual ski-a-thon fundraiser in February. It'll be February 9th this year. And between those, that is the 75% of our annual funding. And we need to raise $160,000 a year to make Spring Gulch possible.
Yeah.
So it's not a small task, and it truly makes a difference when people do give to support what we do up there. It's we have 28 kilometers of trails, and it's all free and open to the public thanks to that support that we receive from the community. So for anyone who has given, we're so grateful to have you, and there's still plenty of time left. We're about 70% to our membership goal, which is great considering where we're at in the season, and that, you know, given how warm it has been in town, I think a lot of people haven't been up skiing yet. So if you have not renewed your membership or you're interested, there's plenty of time, and you can encourage your ski friends to do the same. Our membership starts at $50 for an individual, and there's tiers all the way up to $1,000 or more for those who have that ability to give. So, we welcome everyone to join the community, and yeah, I'd love to hear. You've been a longtime supporter of Spring Gulch in addition to being a former groomer. So what is exciting to you about the Nordic Council, or what does the Nordic Council mean to you, and why do you choose to give each year?
Well, Spring Gulch is just about one of my most favorite places in the world. I have done some traveling elsewhere. You know, I didn't actually get into cross-country skiing until I was a groomer. I, like, got a job because I worked in the garden in the summertime, and then I was, like, needed a job in the winter, and the groomer position was open up at Spring Gulch, and I was like, sure, I'll try it out. And so I worked back in the day with, I'm not going to remember Bob's last name. Anyway, Bob, he used to own a kayak shop in Glenwood, and so he also... And he had sold it and moved on, and then was grooming trails up at Spring Gulch. And he just had some extra skis in his garage from that time. And so he gifted me a pair of skis, which I was grateful for because I was, you know, living on $50 a week or some like crazy low price working in the garden at CRMS. And I was like, yeah, I'll try it out. And I just like fell in love like with the area and just like the quiet and peace. And like the amazing thing, if you've never been up to Spring Gulch, it's a short drive out of town, 7 miles, I believe. And, like there can be so many, I don't know, lots of cars in the parking lot, and you can be out on the trails, and just, there's some one way trails, and there's just like the way the trail system is set up. It's kind of like these different circle loops, and you just can go skiing and like not see anyone. And it can, so you just like have the whole place to yourself. You're in this like beautiful mountain area. You can see Mount Sopris, and you're just skiing along. And then I fell in love with skate skiing, and after like 2 years of suffering, because I'm like not, you know, I was never like an ice skater or any of that stuff, and so just getting the balance, once I got my balance and my, you know, muscles in shape, now it's just like my favorite thing in the world is skate skiing. It's like, I don't know, I feel like I'm flying like a bird even though I'm like on the ground.
Perfect.
And so that's why I just still, yeah. And I just, you know, I think I'm a community oriented person, and I also just feel like you need to give where you live, and you need to like support the things that are valuable to you in whatever way you can, whether that's a small gift or a large gift. And you just do what you can to like keep the community things going. So, you know, I give to KDNK, and I give to Spring Gulch and to Carbondale Arts and, other organizations that I believe in. So, thank you for doing what you do. And I know the other like tidbit I used to have of I used to count cars as a groomer. Now it's hard because now there's two parking lots. But back in the day, like 25 cars was a lot in the parking lot. That was like a big day at Spring Gulch. And now I feel like that's like an average day. And I guess so you know, the listeners, I groomed in the from, let's see, 2007 to 2014. So this was a while ago now. So back then, you know, the trails, I don't know if that at that time we kept track, like you guys keep track now of like how many users you have in a year, right?
Yeah, we try to estimate based on a counter that's at the Thompson lot. So it's less accurate now that we have those two parking lots. We're trying to figure out how we can better quantify how many people we do have.
Are you counting how many people go through, like, drive in or go through the entrance gate?
Walk through the entrance gate, okay. So where that wrought iron Spring Gulch gate mm-hmm. is. And we estimate, as of 2 years ago when we had just that one parking lot and we could get the best data, over 20,000 skier days year, which is amazing. And it really, as far as, like, inspiring people to give or the idea of becoming a member and what that does,
I think at first glance, sometimes I think of it as like, well, it's like a ski pass, you know, like a $50 ski pass for the whole season. Of course you would do that. But I think it means so much more from a community perspective. One of the things I love about Spring Gulch is that you can go up and be, you can see, you know, people towing their small child in a chariot. There's midday during the week. We have a lot of members of the retired community that go up and ski with their friends and, you know, fish scales, racing skis, Lycra, jeans, every you know, the full gambit of equipment and people. And I think it's, we all connect over our love for Spring Gulch and what it means to us personally and what we see as far as the value that it adds to our community. And so, yeah, I think while I initially gave just because I love to ski and I'm there all the time. And so, you know, I felt it was my, you know, responsibility to give back and be part of it. But I think now more and more I see just the broader impact of what Spring Gulch does for our community as just a hub for winter recreation and how important it is to just the opportunities we have throughout the valley. And it's yeah, just incredible. I feel so lucky to have it as close as it is to town. Mm-hmm. And like you said, to just go up there and you feel like you're in a completely different climate, a completely just at the edge of the Thompson Divide where there's just nothing. And it's amazing how I've had people say to me, they give because it saves them, you know, plenty of money for therapy. Because it's yeah. So good for your mental health to just get away and not have great cell service and just disconnect and go ski. And so it's a pretty special place. And I feel lucky to help represent the organization. And we're so grateful for this community that makes it all possible.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot of kids programs up there. I'll plug AVSC for a moment because they do the Bill Cook program up there. And my son's a participant as well as your kiddos. And it's and I know the I'm trying to think of like all the schools I remember that go up there. I mean, CRMS is obviously up there, but I think the Waldorf school does a day or two and some other community like the community school and just other school groups, you know, at least try to take their kids up a couple yeah. days of season.
Yep. And this year, actually, we're excited to be helping facilitate an all-class field trip for Crystal River Elementary, Sopris Elementary, Glenwood Springs Elementary, and Carbondale Community School.
Awesome.
So we're helping provide equipment. So, you know, borrowing equipment that we can outfit all these kids and the teachers and parent volunteers as needed. And, yeah, just helping those kids. A lot of them get to do cross-country skiing in PE, but it's just little loops around campus if they have enough snow. Mm-hmm. And so this is sort of like in the wild, getting to go on a big trip to Spring Gulch and really experience cross-country skiing. And yeah, we're so, you know, those are pretty diverse schools, and we're just really excited to better support that population and our community with this.
Awesome. Well, is there any other events you have after this weekend, the solstice bonfire dinner, 4 to 6 p.m. up at the Marion lot, which is the upper parking lot. Make sure you go check out, celebrate the shortest day of the year. And are there any other events you want to share listeners with before we say goodbye?
Yes. So we will have the rat race coming back to Spring Gulch on January 12th, I believe. I'll be sharing information about that on our website, springgulch.org. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, those kinds of things, too. If you do not receive our newsletters, you can subscribe at springgulch.org, and then you'll get all the latest information. and so that'll be January 12th. It'll be a skate race. We'll have 1, 3, 5, and 10K distances. It is more about community than competition. So if you can participate in the local turkey trot, you can do a Nordic race at Spring Gulch. and a skate race is technically freestyle. So if you want to be on your classic skis or fish scales, you are more than welcome. All types of skiing are welcome. and then our big fundraiser is February 9th. So that's Ski for Sisu. Hopefully we'll come back on Katie and Kay sometime between now and then to spread the word. But that is, just a highlight of the season. We have a big barbecue going at the base with some music, and we get, you know, burgers for the grill. And the goal is, Sisu means perseverance in the face of adversity in finish, I believe. So the idea is that you will, you know, that personal challenge, taking on a personal challenge of skiing as far as you can that day. If you feel inspired, you can ask people to support your participation with a donation. But then we are looking to kind of add some, you know, festive aid stations along the trails. We're working on having a little kid zone this year and a kid loop to really just make it super family oriented and fun. And whether you want to ski one loop or five, just a great day to get up and be part of our community and just enjoy a nice long ski with some good food. And then you can go home and watch the Super Bowl.
So. And in the past, it's been multiple days. Are you guys changing it back to one day, or
we will still have a virtual component, but we're really trying to go back to that tradition of the big Sisu Sunday.
Yay.
Where we get, you know, as many people as we can out there and hopefully run out of bibs and just have lots of people out having fun and enjoying Spring Gulch and sticking around for food and just time together. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Rachel, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us about Spring Gulch, and we'll see you on Sunday. Sopris, Mount Sopris Nordic Council, Spring Gulch, head up for solstice celebration this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. And we'll see you there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Rachel from Spring Gulch. Thanks, Megan. Great to hear about everything going up on up there, up the Thompson Creek. And yeah, this is Express Yourself here on KD&K. My name's the Son of a Gumbo. In just a little bit, we'll have Jamie Abbott from Carbondale Arts on. But before that, I have the one and only music director, Cody Lee, in the studio. What do we got going on right at this time next Friday, Cody?
Hey, what's up, son of a gumbo? I'm loving your 80s movie music that you're picking out during Express Yourself today, first of all.
Can't go wrong.
And yeah, we just conceived of this idea last year, I think in November, when we were driving up to see Alison Russell in Aspen at the Harris Concert Hall. Actually, the one and only Luke Nessler was the designated driver for me and Chris Hassig and the Reverend Cat Hardy.
That's very responsible of you all.
And we've sort of been beefing up the KDNK DJ's best of the year. Each year it's getting a little bit better in how much content we post onto the website. And a lot of DJs just put in their full on like Spotify playlist of like 200 songs or whatever. There's no limit into, you know, what you can share with our KDNK members, listeners, viewers of our website. And all of a sudden last year driving up, we were like, why don't we host a program toward the end of the year that's sort of like a spoof on the Grammys or the Oscars? And I think it was Ali Sangali actually here that said, why don't you call it the Dinkies? So
just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
For the sake of KDNK coming from the Dinkle Building, our birthplace in 1983.
That is what the DNK stands for in KDNK, by the way, if you weren't already in on that knowledge.
A lot of newcomers want to call it K-Dank. Of course, that you can, and it makes sense, but
you know, there are a lot of people from back in the day that I do hear call it K-Dink. So, yeah, I mean, KDNK, I think, just rolls off the tongue really well. But K-Dink is a perfectly appropriate pronoun as well. So,
so anyway, last year, toward the end of December, we hosted our first annual Dinky Awards. And we sort of had some fun introductions with fanfare music from the one and only Steve Cole, and we had sort of spoof underwriting and, you know, just a little bit. I remember Jane Bachrach was in on that as well, and Luke did a lot of the writing. Now this year it's just like 10 times more content. Besides the DJs that are submitting so much material, I guess I'll call you out, son of a gumbo, that you have written some spectacular scripts.
We might be pushing the boundaries a little bit next Friday from 4 to 7, but there's only one way for you to tell for sure just how far we're going to go. It was fun to write those. You know, y'all may or may not know, I also write the underwriting scripts around here and have to pretty much put those on the nose and play by the book. So it was fun to exercise some creativity for the joke underwriting. We've got some of our actual underwriters were nice enough to play along and let us take some liberty with their company names and messages. And we got some that are completely fabricated in the sense of humor department. So y'all just have to come tune in. That's going to be next Friday, right at this exact time. There won't be Express Yourself. It'll just be all Dinkies until we are dinked out.
We're taking over Express Yourself, All Things Considered, and the syndicated programming, which would normally be Travel with Rick Steves. And it'll be a heck of a time. And I wanted to say, with your underwriting messages, that we do have an official disclaimer to say that it is all in good humor.
Yes,
but I wanted
yes.
to read you a little taste of all of the KDNK DJs that have submitted to us so far with their best of the year stuff. We have Merle, as in Merle and the Chameleon. We have DJ Cosmic Ray, Son of a Gumbo, Creme Brulee, hey. Ken Jones, Jake, Brian Zukowski, Professor Yaya, Leslie from Less Is More, Jero from Jero's Vibe, DJ Calendula, DJ Camo, DJ Roots, Alejandra, The Simple Cook, DJ Mama Bird, Montgomery, DJ Snow, Hannah Child, Girado S, DJ Francis, Mike Miller, Nola J, Modern Marty, Luke Nessler, Chris Hassig, and myself.
All right. Well, Cody, I got a special tune picked out for you.
Oh, yeah.
To segue into the final portion of Express Yourself this evening. So this one's going to be in your head for the rest of the night.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's not the 80s vibe without a little Knight Rider. That one going right out to Cody. Thanks for giving us the lowdown on everything happening next Friday with the Dinky Awards, the second annual. And we're going to segue into the first annual event that is going on tomorrow all day here in Carbondale. The Bonedale Winter Bonanza, and I am lucky enough to be joined by Carbondale Arts Executive Director Jamie Abbott. How are you today, Jamie?
Hey, Tracy. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for coming on, and thanks to y'all, you, Sarah, Michael, Stacy, everybody at Carbondale Arts for putting this together. I think it's a really cool thing to have some fun on a Saturday, get everybody involved, and like I don't know if everybody out there has heard my promo that's probably worn thin on you by now after playing all week, but I said it's kind of like a First Friday, but on a Saturday. And I think we need as many First Fridays as we can out here in Bonedale. So Jamie, why don't you tell us more about what's going on tomorrow?
Yeah, I love that, Tracy. You nailed it. Like, I think when we took over First Fridays this year, we tried to gather together a bunch of the Main Street businesses and nonprofit organizations around and kind of get feedback on what they wanted and needed from First Fridays. And the message we heard loud and clear was like, First Fridays are great, but what about the rest of the month? You know, what else could happen? And I think this idea started, like the seed of it began around then. Like, what else can we be doing as stewards of the creative district to add more vitality downtown and get people to come in? And so this idea kind of came, I don't know, there's a few different other bits that played in there. One is, you know, we host this holiday market at the launch pad, and it's like 60 different artists, actually maybe more than that. But like, it's, we have so many artists in our tiny little space jam packed with like just a sampling of the goods that they make. And we thought, what if we could do more of this around town? And like, how else could we encourage people to support local artists and local businesses right here at the holiday season and end of year? And the more we kind of threw it out there to see who wanted to play, you know, more people showed up. And I think, like, you know, it's an awesome opportunity too for Katie and Kay to come out. And you want to talk a little bit about what you're going to do there in Chaco's Park?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I will be out there along with some much more talented DJs, the Reverend Hardy. You might know her as Kat, who hosts Current Ritual. Also a very talented DJ of the Musics. So, yes, the Reverend Hardy will be there, as well as Professor Yaya. We'll be DJing about 4 to 7. I'm probably going to come set up some sound a little bit earlier than that. And we can just have Katie and Kay going out over the airwaves on Main Street from Chaco's Park whenever I'm quick enough to plug in the cables and flip the switches and get that FM signal coming through. So yeah, we'll be there from 4 to 7. I know there's music going on at Beer Works from 4 to 6 as well, for those who like the indoor music styles. I think La Raza's got some, the Mezcla Socials are going to be at La Raza later in the evening around 9. And I think there's Mountain Heart's got something going on too, don't they?
Yeah, and I think Bodegon's going to have something going on down there. El Dorado's going to have some, they're going to have some other artists in their space. I think, like, really everybody's kind of trying to do some, a little something. The new high Q, it's like the Verde Natural Logic is doing some deals. There's just, I think most places on Main Street, if you pop on in, will be doing something special on Saturday. So come on down. I think one of the other ideas, you know, that came up for me around this is I spent a lot of years living up in Aspen, and this last weekend before Christmas was always this like mad dash down Valley, like pick up the things you need for, and I was like, wouldn't it be fun to create a reason for everybody to get off of 82 and come into Carbondale and like shop a little bit, come get some dinner, get some drinks, do all those things. And so I feel like kind of up and down the Valley, if everybody knows that there's something fun going on in Carbondale on Saturday, it'll be great.
I think it's really good timing too, with the holidays being, you know, smack in the middle of the week, to do a little, let loose a little bit on a weekend right before the holidays, before you're laying low, spending time with your family. And yeah, like you said, there's so much stuff going on. There's things going on at the Third Street Center for the solstice.
That's right.
You already said El Dorado and Bodegon. I think Tiny Pine's got some stuff going on as well. Main Street Gallery is going to open up on a Saturday. Marble Distilling as well. Lulu Bell and Roots right there. And Carbondale Clay Center, White River Books, the Cocoa Club. And I think Thunder River Theater's got some Santas going on. I actually meant to ask, Missy and Emily when they were on earlier, but, we were having so much fun playing 80s jams that I spaced asking about Santa. So, True Nature is going to be involved. And, of course the town of Carbondale as well, and Carbondale Arts. And, remind everybody, how is, Deck the Walls going till Christmas Eve?
Yeah, Deck the Walls will be open until Christmas Eve at 2 o'clock. So we'll be open Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, we're open every day until Christmas Eve at 2 o'clock. So you have a chance still to come in and get your last-minute gifts and support local artists.
All right. What time is everything getting started tomorrow anyway? I thought I saw 8 a.m. for the ice skating, but then maybe 10 a.m. somewhere else. Does it kind of depend on when the ice decides to freeze? Or
I think we had a great hope that there would be ice, but it is looking like there will not be ice in time. Typically,
right.
It needs like 3 freezing nights for it to get set up, and I think the town wasn't able to get it happen in this time. So
well, leave your ice skates at home, but bring your holiday spirit and positive vibes into Carbondale tomorrow. Once again, the Bonedale Winter Bonanza, first annual. Let's try to keep this going for many, many years and have a little pre Christmas party in Carbondale. Was there anything else you wanted to let everybody know about?
I was
tomorrow.
Just thinking, I wanted to make sure everyone knew about the community line dancing that Dance Initiative is going to do,
yes.
Which I think is rad. It'll start at 1:30 and 2:30, just right there at the 4th Street Plaza. Anybody can jump in. You may have seen it happen a couple of Thursday nights outside this summer. It's super fun. Anyone can join in. And then I think the other thing, True Nature is really going all out also. With some special yoga, book signing, special makers market inside. So definitely go by there too. And then, yeah, TRTC, Santa. I think there's like Santa's going to be telling some Christmas stories every hour on the hour from 3 o'clock on. And there's supposed to be a special visit of Santa down Main Street on the fire truck also.
All right. So, yeah, bring the whole family. Bring all of your grandparents, in-laws, cousins, second cousins, and anybody else that's staying with you here in Carbondale. Hopefully, if you're in town and you've got family coming in, because they're smart if they come to Carbondale. You couldn't pick a better place to spend the holiday season, and I think tomorrow's going to be a really, really fun day. So I hope to see everybody out there. Come say hi to us at Chacos Park. We'll have a tent set up, KD&K DJs. Between 4 and 7, we'll have some records for sale, maybe some Toonie shirts and hats. We still have a few of those left. And if you made it to our Labor of Love auction and won something online, don't forget to come pick it up as early as you can if you're still trying to make it a holiday gift for before Christmas. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Jamie. We'll see you out there. And once again, thanks to Carbondale Arts and the Carbondale Creative District for putting on the Bonedale Winter Bonanza tomorrow. And let's get back into some 80s jams.
All right. Thanks for having us, Tracy. You can go to carbondalearts.com.